This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees in Varanasi. The projects cover key sectors like rail, road, water, healthcare, tourism and urban infrastructure. The Prime Minister also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains and laid the foundation stone of other rail projects. Mr. Modi launched the projects during the Mahila Sammelan organized in his parliamentary constituency. Speaking on the occasion, he said the country's women power is the strongest pillar of developed India and the government is committed to ensuring women's participation in the country's policy making. The Prime Minister sought blessings of women for the achievement of a major national goal to implement reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies.
मुझे देश हित के एक बड़े लक्ष्य की प्राप्ति के लिए आप सबका आशीर्वाद चाहिए और ये बड़ा लक्ष्य है महिलाओं के लिए आरक्षण को लागू करना सपा और कांग्रेस जैसे दलों की वजह से हमारा ये प्रयास संसद में सफल नहीं हो पाया मैं आप सभी बहनों को भरोसा देता हूं आपके आरक्षण का हक लागू हो इसमें कोई कसर बाकी नहीं छोड़ूंगा
The Prime Minister came down heavily on the opposition, saying that dynastic parties like Congress, Samajwadi Party and Trinamool Congress do not like increasing women seats in the parliament and assemblies. Mr. Modi said, the two Amrit Bharat trains flagged off today, which will enhance connectivity between Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra. The government has assured 100% supply of domestic LPG, PNG for households and CNG for transport across the country. Addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said domestic LPG supply remains stable with no dry outs reported at any distributorship. Director in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, said that all Indian seafarers in the region are safe and no incident involving any Indian flagged vessel has been reported in the last 24 hours. Mr. Mangal said that the ministry has facilitated the safe repatriation of Indian seafarers. The stage is all set for voting in West Bengal tomorrow for the second and final phase of assembly elections. A total of 142 constituencies across 7 districts will go to polls in this phase. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 4th of next month, along with Tamil Nadu, Assam, Kerala and Puducherry assembly elections. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, has said that the country is rapidly emerging as a trusted global electronics manufacturing partner under Prime Minister Modi's Make in India vision. Mr. Vaishnav, along with Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, laid the foundation stone of Google Cloud India AI Hub in Vishakhapatnam today. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Vaishnav said, the country is marching ahead with large-scale electronics manufacturing, semiconductor production, advanced chip design and artificial intelligence technologies. He noted that while the country missed earlier opportunities in these sectors, strong policy support and leadership have driven major growth in the recent years. Highlighting a key milestone, he said, smartphones have now become India's largest export product, signaling the nation's rising strength in global electronic supply chains. The government has issued an advisory to states and union territories to protect workers and labourers from the adverse effects of rising temperatures and heat wave across the country. In a communication to chief secretaries and administrators of all states and UTs, the Labour and Employment Ministry emphasised the need for a coordinated, multi-sectoral and multi-dimensional approach to protect workers, particularly those employed in outdoor and labour-intensive sectors. The Supreme Court has observed that roads cannot be blocked in the name of religious activities and the government can intervene if secular activities are affected. A 9-judge constitution bench headed by Chief Justice Suryakant made the observation while hearing petitions. And in IPL cricket, chasing a target of 223 runs set by Punjab Kings, Rajasthan Royals were 109 for 2 in 10 overs at New Chandigarh when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.